So to begin this evening, before actually starting the talking about the topic I'd like to talk about tonight, I'd like to explore an exercise with you on expanding awareness to encompass more of our experience. Usually when we're in meditation, sitting in meditation, we are focusing on something in particular, usually inside our body. And I'd like this exploration to help potentially expand our capacity for awareness to encompass more in a very light, easy way. So there's no need to adjust your posture or do anything, but just make sure you're in a position that you'd be comfortable in for about 10 minutes or so, so that you're not going to get uncomfortable. So you can start by closing your eyes and connect as well as you can with the sensations in your body, just in a very light way, perhaps noticing your breathing. And now I'd like you to notice the sensations at the top of your head. You may not feel a lot, but just whatever you experience at the top of your head. And now I'd like you to expand your awareness to include your entire head. So just noticing whatever sensations you're experiencing on the surface of your skin, on your scalp, inside your mouth, inside your nose, just whatever you're experiencing in your head. It's really helpful to relax for this exploration. And now see if you can expand the awareness to take in not only your head, but also your neck and shoulders. Again, relax and see if you can relax your mind into experiencing a broader awareness. And now see if you can relax into an awareness that takes in your head, your shoulders, your arms. Including your hands. Again, see if you can relax and just see what you can be aware of in your head, shoulders, arms, and hands. It's okay if it feels like your awareness is wandering through those parts of your body. And now see if you can let your awareness expand to encompass your head, neck, shoulders, arms, hands, and torso. The front of your torso, around your rib cage, down your back. Your abdomen and lower back. So your whole upper body. Is taken in by your awareness. And also think about the inside of your body. Let your awareness encompass not only the surface of your head, neck, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, but also behind your eyes, inside your throat, your heart, your lungs, your stomach, your intestines. See if you can relax and let the mind be aware of the entirety of your upper body. Now see if you can let the awareness expand, almost like it was a bubble that was growing. Expand to include your hips and upper legs. Continue to let it expand, to take in your whole body. From the top of your head, through the soles of your feet. Full body awareness. You may experience vibration, pulsing, movement. Rocking. Just allow yourself to relax. It's easiest if you don't try to do this. Just let the awareness, let the mind expand. And now also see if you can, while you stay connected with your body, take in how you are emotionally. What kind of mood or emotion is present? And is there a connection of that mood or emotion to your physical experience? Now, staying connected with your body and your emotions, Let your awareness expand out to also encompass hearing, the fact that hearing is happening. Notice that the hearing has been happening kind of automatically. You've been hearing my voice, understanding my voice, while paying attention to your body, your emotions. Again, relax. This isn't something we can do. It is something that is happening. And now I'd like to invite you to open your eyes. And take in seeing along with the other physical experiences in your body, your emotions, and hearing. It's okay to look around a little bit. You don't have to stay still. Let your eyes look around and take in your surroundings. And how does it impact you to do this? Can you stay connected with your body and your emotions while you look around? So I'd like to invite you during the talk to try to stay connected with your experience, your physical experience, your emotional experience. The talk itself will be an exploration of not knowing. So not knowing is a quality that supports our ability to be in the present moment. When we try to be in the present moment, when we try to stay in the present moment, often what happens is we bring something known into the present moment, and it obscures the present moment. We often bring our ideas, our expectations, our patterns, our history into the present moment. It's very difficult, actually, to be in the present moment without carrying something from the past into the moment. Can you, right now, imagine, even think about, try to experience yourself right now without reference to your history? And if you do try to do that, often it seems like there's nothing there, or it's very confusing, or who am I anyway? Another way that we lose the present moment is through creating expectations and leaping into the future. We are not comfortable with being in the present moment, not knowing who we are as we've come into it from the past. And we're equally uncomfortable being in the present moment, not knowing how we're going to step into the future. So really, truly entering the present moment is a radical letting go, a not knowing of who we are, and not knowing who we have been, and not knowing who we will be. This can be quite disorienting, can be somewhat frightening to enter this space. Who are you if you don't think about who you were or who you will be? When I do that, my mind kind of almost goes blank. There's no need to fear that blank. That's a place to explore, that place of almost like nothing. What is this moment? It can be very curious. But that blankness, often what happens with that blankness of not knowing who we are, we get frightened, we get agitated and disturbed by that. It's a very common kind of reaction to that not knowing of the present moment. There can be an agitation in the body, a feeling of a lot of energy, actually. Can you allow that to be there? If we end up in the present moment with a fear of being here, what does it mean to enter that experience without knowing where it will go? I was playing with this earlier today. Since this whole experience for me, this talk, is an exploration of not knowing what I'm going to say. And I noticed earlier today a fear of not knowing how I was going to present this talk, fear of sitting up here and not having anything to say. And I noticed at some point that fear was just energy. And exploring that energy, I realized it was life itself. The fear disappeared, the feeling of fear disappeared, the feeling of the energetic quality of the body remained. And what is that? It's like life living itself. Allowing that fear to transform into aliveness. This moment, we are alive here. We don't know how long we will be alive. So feeling that presence, it almost feels like it's shooting of energy up the body. Another thing that can happen as we try to move into that space of just being here in the present moment, just not knowing what's going to happen, trying to let go of patterns, not thinking about how we're going to step into the future, is we can get confused. like, what's going on? I don't understand this. Confusion is like a resistance to not understanding. But if we can just enter that not understanding, that not knowing, it can open us into the mystery of the actual experience of the moment. So not only do we actually have to let go of ideas and thoughts about the past and ideas and thoughts about the future, we have to let go of ideas and thoughts about the present moment and just be willing to enter into the experience of the moment. It can be quite vast and yet very specific. There's this blend of knowing and not knowing. We clearly know we're sitting here feeling the body. There's a knowing that's happening. Feeling moods and emotions, hearing, seeing, all of that is known. But underlying it is a mystery of what is this process anyway? How is it happening? How is it coming to be? There's a deep not knowing of what is actually happening in the present, even though there is a very clear knowing of the experience. It's like this presence and this not knowing, or you might even call it emptiness, are just two sides of a coin. And we can be in the space of experiencing everything that's happening, all of the sights, sounds, smells, tastes, thoughts, moods, emotions, experiencing all of that. Or we can actually try to shift our attention to the mystery of how all of that is happening. In each moment, it's like we step into this vastness, this emptiness. We don't know what's going to happen next. On the surface of it, it seems like we know what's going to happen next. And in our thoughts and in our minds, we may well know what's going to happen next. In all likelihood, 2 minutes from now, we'll all be pretty much still sitting here. But there's a mystery of the actual unfolding of that experience, of how we're going to get from here to 2 minutes from now. I find when I enter into that space of that mystery, there's this incredible aliveness, incredible curiosity. What is this experience? That curiosity itself can be a way to deepen into the exploration of the present moment. It's like there's layers and layers and layers of unknown in the present moment. Under every single experience is something we don't know. Are we willing to explore that? Or do we want to mostly land on what we know and how we're going to move into the next moment? We have a very strong habit of that, of wanting to, something comes up in our mind, we think a thought, and rather than experiencing the marvel, the wonder of a fact that a thought has appeared in our mind, we leap into the thought, into the content of the thought, and we get lost. We start planning or remembering. So in each moment, there is a vastness, a spaciousness. And it's like we're stepping into the abyss. We don't know what's going to happen next. And yet in the next moment, there is something there. We're not in the abyss. We're surrounded by the abyss. It's like we're surrounded by this abyss. And every step we take, we take into the abyss, only yet we're still surrounded by the abyss. We're still experiencing sights, sounds, smells, taste, touch. So much of our planning and our movement into wanting to know what's going to happen next has to do with a feeling of wanting to be safe, of wanting to know what's going to happen to us. I remember on one retreat I did, I entered into this incredible fear space of not knowing. I was terrified because I didn't know what was going to happen next. That I had no way of knowing the next experience that was going to be presented to me. And it was terrifying. And I decided I was going to meet this not known. I was going to look at this not known. And what I discovered when I looked at my experience was that everything was known in the moment. Whatever I experienced, sights, sounds, smells, taste, touch, it was known in the moment. This not known is a truth that we don't know the next thing. But what my fear was about was projecting into the future and being afraid of not knowing what was in the future. Being afraid to step into the abyss and just have the next experience arise and present itself. So this exploration of not knowing is a deepening into the mystery of experience. We take our life so much for granted. It seems so commonplace to us. And yet it is an incredible, vast mystery, how things happen and what will happen next. So along with that curiosity, I find when I'm open to this place, when I'm open to this experience of not knowing, there's a real joy, or you know, this interest, this curiosity brings a sense of aliveness and joy. Even when things are not pleasant, what's this experience? So I've come to the end of my talk, I guess. There's nothing else arising to talk about. So if there's any comments, questions, experiences you had, or anything you'd like to talk about, yeah.
when you talk about experiencing yourself, or how do you separate it and not having any history before or in the future, how do you separate yourself from your body, because your body is essentially all the things that have happened to you in the past?
Right. It's mostly the ideas that I'm talking about letting go of. And the body is definitely, you know, it has come here because of the past, yes. So, but what I'm talking about is entering into the actual experience of aliveness that's happening right now, as opposed to, then there's also these, if we're not paying attention, what happens to us in our body and in our mind is that habitual patterns will be unfolding. So if we have a tendency towards reactivity to unpleasant experience in a form of aversion or anger, then that is what will unfold for us if we're not bringing our attention into the present moment. If we are bringing our attention into the present moment, what we might see is the unfolding of that pattern. And that's fine. That's just what's unfolding in the present moment. But it has an opportunity to unfold into that not knowing if we are just here, present, right now.
So you sort of have to separate yourself from your body.
It's not separating from body. In fact, it feels to me like entering the body.
Okay.
Really, really deeply entering the body, kind of like I was doing in the guided meditation, really letting yourself connect your physical experience. What it is letting go of your thoughts and or seeing your thoughts arise in the present moment.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Listening to your talk, I'm reminded for the 1,000th time about the importance of the breath, particularly the point you raised about fear of not knowing what's coming next. I found in myself that the closest thing in my experience to something eternal or constant is my breath. That might be a misinterpretation, but that's how I've come to see it. And I have found in my own life that the best approach to dealing with uncertainty or not knowing is being mindful of that constant presence, more so than anything about my body.
Mm-hmm.
More so the constant presence of the breath is something that really transcends moment-to-moment experience.
There is some truth to that, but there's also, and I think that's a really good skillful means that you're using. You know, when things do get uncertain, it's really helpful to come into the present moment. There can be a sense of, right, here I am. You know, I'm here, I'm breathing. Things are continuing. The life is continuing, and the breath reminds us of that. And there can also be a deeper diving into the present moment. Through the breath, even, we can dive into the incredible changing nature of the breath itself, so that even moment to moment, we experience this, like a death of every single experience. It's like we have to be ready to let every experience die in order for the next experience to be born. And even our breath dies, and that's a kind of the breath reminds us of that, actually. Every in-breath and out-breath, it's like that breath comes and goes, comes and goes.
I'll settle for just remembering my breath.
Pursue the line of, is this on? Yes. Of questioning around fear and how to deal with fear when it arises. Fear, as it enters my body, my breathing changes, my heart rate might elevate, my hands might become, you know, slightly moist, possibly. A myriad of physical conditions, and then there's the thought associated with all those things happening, but it's fairly spontaneous, the arising of all of these effects, and the thought, which is labeling, you know, a resistance to what's coming, what I perceive is coming next. Are you saying then to pay attention to all these physical sensations and not to somehow sidestep connecting that with the thought that this is fear, letting go of the resistance to meet these myriad of sensations with, wow, another physical moment in the body?
If that's possible.
It does sound, as I describe it to myself right now, a few steps of, ahead of where I might be.
Yes. Yeah, so it is not always possible to do that. So, you know, essentially what we have to do is be willing to meet whatever is happening. And that includes all of those physical sensations, plus the resistance, plus the thought. You know, we can't, if the thought is there, if the resistance is there, we can't just say, oh, surgically remove those, you know. It's like we have to allow ourselves to enter into the space of the thought and the resistance. So, you know, that it's a diving into whatever is present, being willing to be fully there for even that resistance. And
that's helpful.
As much as possible, you know, if you can, notice the thoughts. You know, notice that they have arisen. You know, allow them to be appearing in the field of your experience. And if you're noticing that they're appearing in the field of your experience, you have a chance of not leaping onto them and riding a train into yet more thoughts that will just feed the whole cycle. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like just diving into the whole experience, mm-hmm. whatever that may be.
Thank you.
I have a question regarding to the breath, and
hold it closer.
I'm wondering if you are seeing the breath as the means to carry you on to the next moment, like a safeguard, or are you also questioning whether there will be a next breath? And that's part of the abyss you're talking about, because in reality we don't know if there will be a next breath or not.
That's right. Yeah. The breath, again, this has to do, the exploration of the not knowing has to be done in a way that you can meet it. So, you know, if you're working with the not knowing or letting go of the not knowing of what's going to happen next, it can be helpful to connect to the breath and just ride the sensations of breath into the next moment. But ultimately, diving into the present moment means having no idea, and it's the truth, we have no idea whether there will be a next breath. So, letting that, the mystery of that experience and the mystery of a new arising of another breath be the wonder of our life. You know, that. Yeah. Yeah, so it's. That's why I kind of talked about the pieces of the past, the present. I mean, the past and the future first, and then now trying to, you know, dive into the actual present and seeing the mystery of the not knowing of that.
Very humiliating.
Yes.
Thought that you really don't know anything.
But when we can experience that really not knowing anything, there's such a wonder, and if we can not resist it, it's the not resisting that brings this joy and life to our experience. It's really quite amazing how a non-resistance to that, we have no idea whether we're going to even be alive in the next split second. You know, not resisting that, not knowing, brings a lot of life into this moment.
And there's so much dialectic in the human brain and what it can do and how it can change life or go to the moon or whatever, you know a lot of things and then not knowing the next breath.
That's right, it's true. So it's time to stop. So may you all appreciate the wonder and the mystery of not knowing.